a time where you and I can become a great blessing. Again, thank you for joining us. Aliyah to go up. I hope you are preparing the way of the Lord in your own heart to go up, because history's final hour is around the corner.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Greater Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Federer, who's certainly a prolific writer, and we love having William on because, of course, he has so many wonderful stories about America, about our heritage. And what most people don't understand is that I believe America was created for a specific purpose in this world. We've lost our way. America was created initially by Christians to establish a Christian nation. Now, there were occultists here. What most people have missed, who are looking at it from a Christian point of view, is the fact that there have been, since the very inception of this country, and I'm going back into the 1620s and 1630s, there have been occult forces here that wanted to use the military and financial power of the United States to bring about a world government. But these were suppressed. They were kept behind the scenes. They were afraid to come out because, of course, they knew there'd be outrage by the public and they'd be driven from the country and tried for treason. But, of course, little by little, they gradually taken over our country, which is why we have our troops stationed in 130 to 150 nations, why we have 800 to 900 foreign military bases, why we have all of our troops over there in Afghanistan, 90,000 American troops, 46,000 NATO troops, 100,000 contractors, 350,000 Afghan troops and troops in training, and they're fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. That's all there are, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. And we're spending billions of dollars over there to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda. And if you doubt that, go to your search engine and type in Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Leon Panetta, Afghanistan, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. And then get out on the street corner and shout and tell people that everything is fraudulent. We lose more boys from suicide over there than we lose in battle. And we're destroying their lives for absolutely nothing other than a false dream. Well, with us is William Federer, and I'm going to let him tell you about the miraculous things that led to the country that we've enjoyed. Unfortunately, I fear we're losing that country because we've lost our relationship to God as a nation. But, William, you pick up the story of the and, of course, this gets certainly into the miracles surrounding America's foundation. Go right ahead.
Well, the title of the book is Miracles in American History, 32 Amazing Stories of Answered Prayer. My wife, the one that had the idea for it, I send out a daily email called the American Minute. It's something that happened on each date in American history, and she picked 32 of the best ones. And, jumping off of your comments, Jesus said, the wheat and tares grow together till the harvest. And the guy planted good seeds, and then some servants come and said, somebody sowed tares, and should we pull up tares, and should we pull them? He goes, no, wait. And so you can trace all the way back to the beginning. Yes, there's wheat that's been growing, and yes, there were tares that were sown, and they grow together until the harvest. But this is a book to trace the wheat, the good thing. And so what we've done You know, America's founders were, when things were bad, they would have days of prayer. When things were real bad, they would have days of fasting and prayer. And when things turned around, they would have days of Thanksgiving. So obviously none of them were deists. After Isaac Newton discovered that there was a law of gravity and there were laws governing nature, some people took it to the extreme and said, well, gee, maybe God set up the laws and left. And so it's just this idea of deism, that there's these laws and then the universe runs on them and God doesn't intervene. Well, none of the founders were deists. Deists don't believe in prayer. Why pray? Everything's ruled by laws. And but our founders, from the very beginning, they believed in prayer, that there was a relationship with
Gold
God.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Tony William is telling us the story of some of the amazing things that led up to the formation of America. And it was in 1746 when, of course, there was certainly the conflict between the French and the British. They both had vast empires. And, of course, the British had taken Nova Scotia. The French decided they were going to attack New England and retake Nova Scotia. And they were going to attack Boston and burn it. Well, of course, the mayor of Boston gathered together the people and called for a day of prayer. And, of course, that prayer was for God's protection over Boston, because basically this was one of the greatest armadas. How many ships were in this French armada that was sailing towards America?
70 huge ships with 13,000 troops.
All right, 70.
And it was the largest armada of the day.
The largest armada of the day, 17 French warships, of course, with 13,000 troops. They're on their way, and they're going to attack Boston. They're going to burn the city and leave the people destitute. the mayor calls for prayer and
governor,
and what,
the
governor called for prayer and what happened?
Well, skies darkened and the wind shrieked and the church bells rang a wild and uneven sound, though no man was in the steeple. This is after the pastor, Thomas Prince, had prayed. And lo and behold, it whipped into a hurricane. And the hurricane smashed into the French fleet. And lightning struck several of the ships, hitting their gunpowder magazine, and they blew up. And then the ships were scattered from the Canary Islands all the way across the Atlantic. And 2,000 dead, 4,000 sick. Some of the ships went back to France, and some of them came to Nova Scotia only to find out that the admiral was dead. And the vice admiral, D'Astonelli, was so distraught that he threw himself on his sword. Of course, he missed. It took him 3 days to die. But there's a plaque there at Nova Scotia, and it says D'Anville's expedition, you know, and it tells all about it. And it says, because of the storms and the weather, it was an utter failure. And Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote a poem called The Ballad of the French Fleet. And here's an excerpt. It says, Admiral D'Anville had sworn by cross and crown to ravage with fire and steel our helpless Boston town. There were rumors in the street, in the houses there was fear of the coming of the fleet and the dangers hovering near. And while from mouth to mouth spread tidings of dismay, I stood in the old South saying humbly, let us pray. O Lord, we would not advise, but if in thy providence the tempest should arise and drive the French fleet hence, and scatter it far and wide or sink it in the sea, we should be satisfied and thine the glory be. Like a potter's vessel broke, the great ships of the line were carried away as smoke or sank in the brine. And so there was this deliverance that we may not have had all the American history if it was not for this. Well, that inspired a printer in Philadelphia. And he said, well, gee, Philadelphia is a really prosperous city. We may attract an attack from France or possibly Spain. And so this printer's name was Ben Franklin, and he organized the first volunteer militia in Pennsylvania. Now, there was a Quaker colony, and the Quakers didn't know how to, they didn't want to have a draft or anything because of the nonviolent stance. And so Ben Franklin got around this by making it a volunteer militia. But he also proposed a general fast, and it was published in the Pennsylvania Gazette, and it was approved by the president and the consul of Pennsylvania. Here's an excerpt. We have thought fit to appoint a day of fasting and prayer, exhorting all, both ministers and people, to join with one accord in the most humble, fervent supplication that Almighty God would mercifully interpose and still the rage of war among the nations and put a stop to the effusion of Christian blood. Well, it must have worked because Philadelphia was spared. And so this is a little side note that actually happened. These were miracles that happened leading up to America's independence. Well, it did heat up with the French, and so much so that it started what was called the French and Indian War. And so the French had everything on the west side of the Appalachian Mountains, and one of the big forts they had was Fort Duquesne around present-day Pittsburgh. And so the commander-in-chief of the British forces in America was General Braddock, and he was marching with 2,000 troops across the Appalachians, and he was closing in on Fort Duquesne. And he was 8 miles away in a ravine when the French and their Indian allies, the Ottawa and Potawatomi and Indians, attacked. And it was on June 9th of 1755. And 900 of the British troops were killed. General Braddock, you know, bless his soul, he was still trying to do the old-fashioned warfare. So he kept trying to get his men to line up and then begin to take volleys. And they were lining up, and it was like a death squad. If he would have just said, hey, go up and hide in all the trees, but he's trying to rally them together. And so this was just like them lining up for a firing squad. As the officers were being shot, and finally Braddock was shot, George Washington was a colonel there from Virginia. He was the only one left on horseback. And he drags Braddock from the field, and Braddock gives him his battlefield sash, which Washington reportedly carried with him the rest of his life, and he dies, and Washington presides over the burial service later after they get away from the fighting, And Washington buries him in the middle of the road because he did not want his body discovered and desecrated. And so,
but I think it's so important to realize that they actually shot the horses out, two of them, from Washington. He was repeatedly hit by volleys of fire from the Indians. I mean, this was something that unheard of. And yet he survived. Every other officer died. Two of his horses were shot. Go ahead.
Right. Well, that's exactly what Washington wrote to his younger brother, John Augustine Washington, from Fort Cumberland, July 18th of 1755. And he says, "As I heard since my arrival at this place, a circumstantial account of my death and dying speech, I take this early opportunity of contradicting the first and assuring you I have not as yet composed the latter. But by the all-powerful dispensations of Providence, I have been protected beyond all human probability or expectation. I had four bullets through my coat and two horses shot under me, yet escaped unhurt, although death was leveling my companions on every side of me." And an Indian later was a warrior, and he says, "Washington was never born to be killed by a bullet. I had 17 fair shots at him with my rifle, and after all, could not bring him to the ground." And so if this battle, if Washington would not have spared, we would not have had a commander-in-chief and our first president of our country. And another one of the miracles in American history. And another one, so it heats up. Now the French are defeated, and the British decide that they're going to leave troops on American soil just to make sure there's no more problems. But they did not have any barracks to put the troops in. And so the troops decided they were going to quarter in your house and in my house, and they would knock on the door and saying, "We're living here. You find a place in the attic or barn or basement, and we'll eat your food." Well, the people didn't like the British troops quartering in their homes, and the British looked down on them because they were Anglican, and a lot of these colonies were, you know, Congregationalists or whatever, and they even eventually turned the church there in Boston into a stable. The people gathered in Boston to protest, and it was the story is they were throwing snowballs with maybe some rocks on the inside or some clam shells on the inside, and the British call out more troops, and supposedly the commander said, "Hold your fire," but some of the troops, because of the shouting, thought he said fire, and so they fired into the crowd. They killed five, wounded a bunch of others. Crispus Attucks, the first African-American to die in the Revolution, was there. And so this was not good for the colonies. It gets worse because the British decide they're going to tax the colonies for this occupying force. So it's one thing having these troops that we don't want around, but nothing us having to pay for it. And the colonies had no representation in the British Parliament. And so we just had to take it. And so they had the tea tax, the sugar tax, the stamp tax, the Townshend Acts, all these different taxes. And finally, the colonists had enough. And Sam Adams and a bunch of others dressed as Mohawk Indians went to the harbor in Boston and threw 342 chests of East India tea into the harbor. And it was called the Boston Tea Party. And the king was not impressed. He did not like this Tea Party movement, and he wanted to crush it and destroy it. And so he sent his ships to blockade Boston's harbor on June 1st, 1774, cut off all the business. He wanted to intentionally destroy their businesses and put all the business owners out of work. That's one way to punish your opponents, is to put all their businesses out of work. Well, the situation in the next colony over, Virginia, there was a guy named Thomas Jefferson. And he drafts a day of fasting and prayer to go into effect June 1st, 1774, the same day that the harbor is being blockaded in Boston. And so it was introduced in the Virginia legislature by Robert Nicholas Carter, Robert Carter Nicholas, and supported by Patrick Henry, Richard Henry Lee, George Mason, passed unanimously. Here's an excerpt from Jefferson's day of fasting. "This House, being deeply impressed with the apprehension of the dangers to be derived to British America from the hostile invasion of the city of Boston in our sister colony of Massachusetts, deem it highly necessary that the said first day of June be set apart by the members of this House as a day of fasting, humiliation, and prayer, devoutly to implore the divine interposition for averting the heavy calamity which threatens destruction of our civil rights." Well, they all met at the House of Burgesses there in Williamsburg, Virginia. They marched down the street. They go to Bruton Parish Church. Washington writes in his diary, went to church, fasted all day. And the king, the king's royal governor, Lord Dunmore, decided to disband the legislature. He fired them all, told them to go home. Well, they don't go home. They go to Raleigh Tavern, and in the back room, they plot to have a Continental Congress, which met 3 months later in Philadelphia, and 2 years later voted for independence. So we might not have had a Continental Congress and an independence had it not been for Thomas Jefferson's day of fasting and prayer.
And I think that people really don't understand this. In those days, our people did believe in God. They believed in Jesus Christ. They were predominantly Christians, and they looked to God to create this country, and he did.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
William is simply recounting many of the stories of the formation of America, and it was amazing how often prayer as the thing preceded miraculous rescues from the British. I mean, remember, Great Britain was the greatest empire in the world at that time, and here's this little country over here in the Western Hemisphere defying the King of England, and who hit this mighty empire with a mighty navy, and eventually there are just so many things going on that the people of the colonies rose up against the British rule. They didn't want this. It was simply because King George III was just so vile, and he was doing everything, and basically there were many people in England who felt he was entirely wrong, but there was nothing they could do to stop it. But many of them felt, of course, that the Americas are breaking away was laid and could be laid directly at the feet of George III for all the things he did that he should not have done. Rather than certainly make any concessions at all, he insisted he would crush anybody who defied him in any way, even when he was wrong. So pick up the story.
Well, and George III later in life got porphyria, a blue blood disease, when they intermarried to try to retain the royal bloodline, and they married too many close relatives. Somewhere along the line, you'll wind up with somebody that's just not quite right. Well, so he was committed to a royal insane asylum, and then he was let out because he was doing okay. Then he had to be committed again, and then he, you know, was let out. And then the third time he was let out, he was giving a speech, and there's all the, you know, important men and all the ladies, and they had these big feathers in their hats, and King George III says, "My lords and my peacocks," and says, "Those that hated him laughed, those that loved him cried, but everybody knew that King George could no longer rule England." And now they, with all due respect, they say that that did not affect him till after the revolution, but who knows? He may have been, that might have been contributing to his stubbornness, but here is the Battle of Bunker Hill that the Americans were able to repel the British twice, but then the British eventually took the hill, and then they burnt Charleston, Massachusetts to the ground, and then they occupied Boston. And Washington is figuring, they're in there 7 months, and Washington's trying to figure out how to get them out. There's a 25-year-old guy named Henry Knox. Now, you remember that name because he later became the commander-in-chief of the American Army after Washington retired. But this time he's only 25. And he was a bookseller in Boston, and he had to flee because the British took over, and they destroyed his bookshop. And so he goes to George Washington, who's 43 years old, and says, "Hey, there's some cannons at Fort Ticonderoga up near Canada, New York, and it's 300 miles away, and it's December, it's freezing cold." And so he goes up there and unbelievably moves 59 cannons 300 miles in 3 months. These things are so heavy, he first has to, you know, lift them off of their mounts, and then he has to get them down onto barges, and then he floats them down this lake all the way to the other end, and then he, you know, has to make the sleds, and then a couple times they got warm and he didn't have any snow, and he had to wait. And then one time they were bringing it across the river that was frozen over, and the ice was not thick enough, and it falls through, and so the men of Albany have to, you know, help him fish out the cannon from the bottom. But he finally gets these to Boston and gives them to George Washington, and it is March 6th of 1776, and Washington packs straw on the wagon wheels to move these up to Dorchester Heights without the British knowing about it, so they wouldn't rattle as much. And then March 6th, Washington gives this order. Thursday, the 7th of March, 1776, being set apart by this province, Massachusetts, as a day of fasting, prayer, and humiliation, to implore the Lord and giver of all victory to pardon our manifold sins and wickedness, and that it would please him to bless the Continental Army with his divine favor and protection. All officers and soldiers are strictly enjoined to pay all due reverence and attention on that day to the sacred duties of the Lord of hosts. Anyway, that was March 7th. They had that day of prayer, and so the British wake up March 7th and look up the hill, and they see all of these cannons staring down at them. And General Howe of the British said that the rebels did more in one night than his army could do in a month. And anyway, on March 8th, the the British were going to attack, but the storm comes and the ocean waters is so turbulent that he can't land his boat. So he sends a message to Washington that he has decided to evacuate Boston and that he won't torch the place on his way out if Washington won't shoot at him while he's sailing away. And just a miracle that just happened to have a day of prayer right smack dab in the middle of it.
And the history of the formation of America is the history of miracle after miracle after miracle. This is an important book, and when we get back, I will tell you how you can get this from William. We think it's well worthwhile having. You need to understand the miraculous foundation of this nation.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Dan, and certainly the war was almost over before it had even begun. This was certainly in this time leading up to the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And was this in, what, New York Harbor? Where was this a battle fought?
This was on Battle of Brooklyn Heights, right there in New York.
Battle of Brooklyn Heights, and of course, basically why the Revolutionary Army is on the very brink of destruction. The British have snuck on them behind. They've lost a considerable part of the Revolutionary Army, and the rest of the Revolutionary Army was going to be destroyed the following day. So what happened?
So Washington gets every boat he could find, and he ferries his troops across the East River to Manhattan Island. And they're doing this all night long. The sun begins to come up in the dawn, yet half his troops are still on duty. The other half are strung out. And his chief of intelligence, Ben Talmadge, writes this: "As the dawn of the next day approached, those of us who remained in the trenches became very anxious for our own safety. And when the dawn appeared, there were several regiments still on duty. At this time, a very dense fog began to rise off the river, and it seemed to settle in a peculiar manner over both encampments. I recollect this peculiar providential occurrence perfectly well, and so very dense was the atmosphere that I could scarcely discern a man at 6 yards distance. We tarried until the sun had risen, but the fog remained as dense as ever. Well, they're able to evacuate all of the troops, and Washington is on the last boat to leave. And the fog lifts, the British charge up at them, only to find they're all gone, except for two drunk guys that were raiding the storehouse. But the British never again had a chance to capture the entire American army at one fell swoop. Well, that was a miracle. And Washington writes, he says, the hand of Providence has been so conspicuous in the course of the war that he must be worse than an infidel that lacks faith. Well, after the Battle of Brooklyn Heights, Washington is chased out of New York, chased across New Jersey, chased across the Delaware River into Pennsylvania. His troops dwindle in this six-month period of time from 20,000 to 2,000. And these guys are worn and weather-beaten and freezing on the banks of the river. The Continental Congress picks up, packs up, and leaves Philadelphia. And their last message to Washington was, until further notice, you're in charge of America. And so here's Washington. The whole thing is resting on his shoulders. And his 2,000 men are being demoralized. And the British had spies. They would pay in gold for information. So a lady would be pushing a cart of bread through the American camp, selling bread, but she would be counting the cannons. And then she would go back to the British, and they would pay her in gold to know all this information. So Washington didn't know who he could trust, so he started a plan, and he used the code word victory or death. And on Christmas Day evening of 1776, he breaks his men into three groups to cross the Delaware River at midnight. The ice is so thick, two of the groups do not make it across, only one at McConkie's Ferry. And it's a blizzard, yet his men are walking in complete darkness and in silence. One of his men freezes to death on the march. They come up to Trenton, New Jersey, around 4 a.m., and his men charge in town. They begin to fight the German Hessian troops, who were the trained killers, you know, mercenaries from Europe, had only been trained to fight in a field, you know, with one line reloading, another aiming, another shooting. And so the Americans were able to capture 1,000 of them. And then less than 10 days later, Washington captured 800 more at Princeton. And this amazing victory, Ezra Stiles, who was the president of Yale, he said, in our lowest, most dangerous state, 1776 and 1777, we sustained ourselves against the British army of 60,000 troops commanded by the ablest generals Britain could procure across Europe, with a naval force of 22,000 seamen and above 80 men of war. Who but a Washington, inspired by heaven, could have conceived of the surprise move upon the enemy at Princeton, or that Christmas Eve when Washington and his men crossed the Delaware? Ezra Stiles continued, the United States are under peculiar obligations to become a holy people unto the Lord our God. Well, that was victory there at Trenton and Princeton. Well, that was the beginning of 1777. By June of 1777, the British had General Johnny Burgoyne land in Canada, and he is coming down, and he decides to make treaties with the Indians to scalp the Americans. And, of course, the Indians only know on and off. They're either at peace or at war, and they cannot tell the difference between a British and an American. And so there were some loyalists that were joining the British Army. One was a guy named David Jones, and he left his pretty fiancée, Jane McCrae, in their little, you know, fort town and said, I'm going to join the British, and we'll come back and get rid of these rebels, right? Well, as they're getting close to the town, one night the Indians come back from their scalping raids, and they have this long, beautiful hair that David Jones recognizes as his fiancée's. Well, they killed her and scalped her. And so it causes a ruckus in the British camp. And so Burgoyne has to have a powwow with the Indians and tell them to tone it down. Well, the Indians don't know tone it down, and they get offended and leave. And now Burgoyne is stranded in the New York woods with no eyes and ears. He doesn't know where he's at. He doesn't know where the Americans were at. He was depending on the Indians to tell him. Now the Americans have the advantage, and they are able to, long story short, defeat the British. And they capture 6,000 British troops at the Battle of Saratoga. And this is the one of the greatest battles considered in world history, because it really turned the tables. And it caused France to decide that maybe they should go ahead and help us. Washington writes to his brother John Augustine the day of the victory at Saratoga, "I most devoutly congratulate my country and every well-wisher to the cause on this signal stroke of providence." So he gives God the glory. Well, then that winter is Valley Forge, and I got a chapter on that. And then the next spring is 1779. And there is a the hero of Saratoga was Benedict Arnold, and now it's 1780. Benedict Arnold was married to a loyalist, a younger wife who felt like Benedict Arnold was not appreciated after the Battle of Saratoga, and so she arranges for a British spy named John Andre to meet with her husband, Benedict Arnold, at West Point. Now, West Point was at the mouth of the Hudson River, pretty close to it anyway, and the Hudson River divided New York in half, went north and south, and so half of New York and all of New England was on one side of the river, and the other side was the middle and southern colonies. So basically, the Hudson River split America in half, and this was Washington was planning on visiting West Point at this exact time. And so Benedict Arnold meets with the guy and arranges for about $1 million, the equivalent of, that he would betray West Point. And the spy, John Andre, is dressed as a civilian and walking back to meet the British when some American sentries in the woods stop him and search him once, twice. The third time they search him, the heel of his boot comes off and they find folded up teeny tiny a map of West Point with an arrow of where to attack. Well, they march him where? Back into Benedict Arnold's office. "This guy was about to betray your fort." And Benedict Arnold says, "Well, wait right here." And he rushes off and gets on a ship called the Vulture, and he joins the British. We execute John Andre, the spy. And Washington writes, "Treason of the blackest dye was yesterday discovered. General Arnold was about to, who commanded at West Point, was about to give the American cause a deadly wound, if not fatal stab. Happily, the treason was timely discovered. The providential train of circumstances which led to its discovery affords the most convincing proof that the liberties of America are the object of divine protection." And Ezra Stiles, again, the president of Yale, said, "A providential miracle at the last minute detected the treacherous scheme of traitor Benedict Arnold, which would have delivered the American army, including George Washington himself, into the hands of the enemy." Again, another one of those miracles that, gee, it could have gone the other way very easily, and the war would have been over, and Benedict Arnold would have been a hero. Now, this next one is really interesting. It is now 1781, and the British have totally taken control of the southern part of America, and we had Nathaniel Greene, and he had his general Daniel Morgan. If you saw the movie The Patriot, there is this one battle scene that really happened called the Battle of Cowpen, where the ragtag Americans stood in a field and shot a couple times and then retreated. And the British Colonel Tarleton, this dragoon with his men that butchered people, saw these ragtag guys retreating, and he's like, "I'm just going to go in and kill them." And they chase him over a hill, and it's backed up to the river. So, you know, Tarleton's like, "These guys don't have anywhere to go. They're backed up to the river." Well, they come over this little hill, and on the other side are 400 American Continentals standing there waiting with their arms ready, and they, boom, they shoot Colonel Tarleton and all of his dragoons, and then they capture 800 of the British. And then Daniel Morgan takes off and marches like 100 miles just a couple days, and they come to the Catawba River. Well, Cornwallis is chasing him. Cornwallis burns all of the equipment that he doesn't need so he can go faster. And just as they come to the Catawba River, they see the Americans getting out the other side, and there's a flash flood, and the British cannot chase them. Well, 3 days, they finally cross the river. They chase the Americans, come up to them at the Yadkin River. And the Americans are getting out, and the British can't because another flash flood. And this happens again at the Dan River. And British Commander Henry Clinton writes, "Here the Royal Army was again stopped by a sudden rise of the waters, which had almost fallen, almost miraculously, to let the enemy over." And Washington later writes, "We have abundant reason to thank Providence for its many favorable interpositions in our behalf. It has at times been my only dependence, for all other resources seem to have failed us." Well, that was Cornwallis. Missed his chance to capture the army, and Cornwallis had burnt up all his supplies. And so Henry Clinton there orders Cornwallis to take his 8,000-man troop and go to the York River, and he was going to send ships to pick him up, and because he had burnt all his supplies. And so here is Cornwallis waiting there, and the British are sending their ships, but lo and behold, just the timing of it, Ben Franklin and Marquis de Lafayette were finally able to get King Louis the 16th to send French ships. It was the Battle of the Capes. It was one of the largest battles ever at sea, but it sort of overshadowed because of what happened next. The French were able to keep the British from coming to Cornwallis' rescue, and Cornwallis is backed up against the sea, and there is de Grasse's 3,000 French troops join Lafayette, join General Benjamin Lincoln, Baron von Steuben, Mordecai Gist, Henry Knox, John Peter Muhlenberg. 17,000 French and American troops surrounded Cornwallis, backed up against the York River. And on October 19th, 1781, Cornwallis surrenders. And George Washington writes, "To diffuse the general joy of every breast, the general orders that divine service be performed tomorrow in the several brigades. The Commander-in-Chief earnestly recommends troops not on duty should universally attend with that gratitude of heart which the recognition of such astonishing interpositions of Providence demands." And the next year, the Continental Congress said, "It being the indispensable duty of all nations to offer up their supplications to Almighty God, the United States, in Congress assembled, do hereby recommend to the inhabitants of these states a general to observe Thursday, the 28th of November, as a day of solemn thanksgiving to God for all his mercies." And so, in 1783, the treaty signed in Paris to end the war officially, and the treaty just happens to start off saying, "In the name of the most holy and undivided Trinity." And so just a miracle after miracle. And Ronald Reagan, and when he had a day of prayer in 1983, he says, "In 1775, the Continental Congress proclaimed the first National Day of Prayer. In 1783, the Treaty of Paris officially ended the war, during which a National Day of Prayer had been proclaimed every spring for 8 years. And in 1854, there was a congressman, James Meacham, that gave a report to Congress. He says, "Down to the Revolution, every colony did sustain religion in some form. It was deemed peculiarly proper that the religion of liberty should be upheld by a free people. Had the people, during the Revolution, had a suspicion of any attempt to war against Christianity, that revolution would have been strangled in its cradle." And so these guys were not fighting to get rid of God. They weren't a bunch of deist, atheist, enlightenment people that wanted to push homosexual sex. No, these were godly men and women that were risking their lives, and they wanted their freedom from the king. And but in this book, Miracles in American History, I take us through the miracles of our Constitution being written. And then,
well, before we go on, William, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry and how they can get a copy of this book, because I think it's a very important book.
Oh, thanks, Dr. Stan. My website is AmericanMinute.com, AmericanMinute.com. I send out a free daily email called the American Minute. And then a toll-free number is 888-USA-WORD, 888-USA-WORD. And the title of the book is Miracles in American History, 32 Amazing Stories of Answered Prayer.
And it's worthwhile getting, because you have to realize that the hand of Providence, God's hand, was in the creation of this nation. This was a very unusual nation, put here for a purpose by God, of course, that has been thwarted by the evil people who today are using the financial and military power of the United States to bring about a one-world godless government, or perhaps at least worshiping a different god. Everything is being done to destroy Christianity. They're working within our church, within our government, within our schools, within our universities. There is a conspiracy against God today. But this country would not be here if God had not brought it for a purpose. Go right ahead, William.
Well, you know, we had the Barbary Pirate Wars, a threatened war with France, where John Adams had a day of fasting and prayer. And then there was the British burned the White House, and James Madison has a day of fasting and prayer. Then we have the Star Spangled Banner, which Fort McHenry, it had rained, and it was an earthen fort. And so the earth was all muddy, and the cannonballs of the British stuck in the mud and didn't explode. But, you know, you had talked about those two threads running through history, there was the Bank of the United States, the most powerful bank, and the president boasted of having more power than the president. Well, Andrew Jackson takes all the federal money out of this Bank of the United States, and lo and behold, there's an assassination attempt on Andrew Jackson. But Davy Crockett wrestles the assassin to the ground, and then Andrew Jackson said, "A kind providence has been pleased to shield me against the recent attempt on my life." And
but I think it's so important that this assassin had two pistols. I mean, if one didn't work, the other one would. They both misfired. And at that point, then Davy Crockett intervened. Because, I mean, what are the chances are that two pistols would misfire and preserve Andrew Jackson? We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program on the miracles in American history.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden, all heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Yeah, Yeah, this is Dr. Stan, and I'm old enough, and I've done enough reading to see that some of the things that have happened, basically, of course, since 1776, it was a secret society created in Bavaria. Its goal was to take over control of the world. It was called the Illuminati. Now, how was the Illuminati discovered and disbanded? Well, basically, of course, you had a courier. He was, going from one of the secret groups to another. He's riding down the road on his horse when he gets struck by a bolt of lightning. He and the horse get struck by a bolt of lightning. They're both killed. The authorities have an opportunity to go through his saddlebags, find the information about this secret society, which was then disbanded. What are the chances that that sort of thing would happen by accident? I mean, I had a tornado come to my home. It hit things on one side of our home, took out trees that were 6 feet up at the base on the other side of the home, just went right along the front of my house, didn't touch anything at all, other than it simply tore out all the grapevines from our grape arbor. 6 inches more would have taken off the front of the house. It didn't do that, and I really believe, of course, that God does interfere in the affairs of men. You may not want to believe that, but I do. And I believe that suddenly here I am at 83. I do what I do. I think God has given me the opportunity, after practicing orthopedics for many years now, to have a ministry where we talk to literally tens of thousands of people every day by the miracle of radio. God, I believe, does influence what happens to people, and I think he influences what happens to you if you're true to him. So this is the time when I need to mention that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help, we'd love to hear from you. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. We hope you'll go there and look at the books and the CDs and the videos and the tape sets and the CD sets that we offer. Information you're not going to get elsewhere. We do have a number of books by William Federer on many, many subjects, and we recommend them to you because they're always inspiring, and they always have the same theme, and that is, of course, that God does influence the course of civilizations. And if you have never seen the DVD, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, it goes into the background of America, and I play a part in that, and hopefully a part I play was significant because the people who made this DVD really wanted to emphasize this was all occultists, and there were occultists here. There were people who had been working for thousands of years, ladies and gentlemen, thousands of years, with the idea of using this nation on the Western Hemisphere to bring about a world government. This was, America was known long before certainly Christopher Columbus came here. I mean, you've gotten so much faulty information from your universities, but the purpose of our universities is not to reveal, but to conceal the truth. And there were secret societies in America in the 1620s and 1630s that planned to use the financial and military power of America to bring about a world government. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to read it. If you haven't seen the DVD, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginning, there actually, I would suggest you get all three of the DVDs, but not the fourth one. I disagree with that, but the first three, I think, have a great deal of truth in them. America was founded predominantly by Christians, but the occult forces were here at the time. And that is why today, why we spend more money on our military than just about all the other countries in the world combined, why we have our military bases in 130 nations, maybe some people say 150, why we actually have 800 to 900 military bases throughout the world, why we have certainly almost 600,000 men in Afghanistan fighting, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. That's all there are, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. And we've got over 500,000 people over there that we're paying for to deal with those 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
Let us swear allegiance. and beside her, and guide her through the night with a light from above, from the mountain.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And basically, of course, for the next half hour, they're going to be the views of the freeze-dry guy, and we're going to be talking about what's happening across America today. The freeze-dry guy, of course, sells freeze-dry products, but he's simply saying that, because we talk a little bit before the program, and he was just saying how exhausted he is because there is so much activity the last a few days. So many people are stocking up on food. Because so many people across America know something is going to happen, and something is in the process of happening. If you read, for instance, we have something put out by the Rockefeller Foundation in the year 2010, corresponding with the information put out by Mortimer Zuckerman of the Trilogy Commission, the information put out by Richard Haass of the Trilogy Commission. Understand that these are the people who run the world. The Rockefeller Foundation is an integral part of this brotherhood of darkness. And in this one scenario, they talk about the collapse of America. And they really talk about the collapse of societies all across America. The increase in crime, the increase in violence, certainly the breakdown of the structure of government, so that you have to actually strengthen local communities. It's the only way that you can survive. They have to come up with alternative means of currency, because the existing means of currency have failed. And of course, with that, of course, will come the impoverishment of all the people who have their wealth mediated in dollars. They lose their insurance policies and their pensions and their stocks and their bonds and their savings and everything that people traditionally have believed was going to protect them. But we are certainly on the brink of destruction. A nation cannot spend 43 cents out of every dollar that's spent on borrowed money. Debt destroys nations. It destroyed ancient Greece. It destroyed ancient Rome. It destroyed certainly Germany. It's destroyed nation after nation down through the ages. And it is intentionally being used to destroy America today. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's not that far off. Freeze Dry Guy, thank you very much for being with us. I was just saying that you'd commented how really, what a tremendous response you'd gotten here over this last week. Why don't you pick up the story?
Well, Dr. Stan, it's been amazing. We broke the sale on, I guess it was Tuesday. Yeah, it was Tuesday. The sale is running from, just was the 17th through the 31st of this month. You know what? If I'd read them on flyer, I'd know. Anyway, it's 25% off, which we're allowed to do occasionally with Mountain House. And so they've authorized this. We ran it. I think the night that it broke, kind of I left my warehouse and got to my home office, I had 27 phone calls waiting. That's what hadn't been picked up from me down at the warehouse. I have an office there, and from my staff. And so I pounced on it as quickly as I could, and then about 9:30, we quit, and seven of them were waiting for me the next morning when I got to the office by 7.
In other words, you're saying that an awful lot of people are pretty concerned about what's going on. They know something's coming down the line, and they're trying to get at least some preparation for it. Would that be a fair statement?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And we've had hundreds of calls coming in since it started.
Okay, hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment here with the freeze-dry guy who sells Mountain House Foods.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Yeah, this is Dr. Stan. Freeze-Dry Guy is simply saying that there's been a tremendous, tremendous increase here recently because they're putting on a sale where you get 25% off, and of course they pay for the shipping. It'll only be through the end of the month, and then of course it'll be back to where it was, perhaps even a little higher. I think, of course, with what's happening as far as the drought in the Middle West, are we going to see an increase in the price of so many foods? Because suddenly the rise in the price of corn and other staples is going to drive up the cost of meat. But, of course, it'll drive up the cost of ethanol. 40% of our corn crop goes to produce ethanol. And, of course, that's going to drive up the cost of the fuels that are used. But the corn products, in one way or another, in almost 70% of the products that you buy in one way or another. So basically, people, I think, are beginning to stock up because they know that there's going to be dramatic increase in the price of food. Would that be a fair statement, a freeze-dry guy?
Very much, Dr. Stan. You know, this drought we're in has affected, I think, 51% of the United States. It's a foregone conclusion that we're going to have a lot of crop failures. And as I was saying on your show here recently, cattlemen all over the country are selling off their young cows because they've been feeding them the winter hay. And so I think most all of our crops and such will be harder to come by, and they'll be more expensive. Our cattle, I think for a while, I think prices on cattle will drop, and I think it's going to become, again, very difficult to get. You know, years ago I got the nickname of the meat man because I always specialized in freeze-dried meat. In fact, at one time, back in the middle 70s till the early 80s, I actually competed with Mountain House on meat. They were very good products, but again, pretty hard to compete against Mountain House. And I recommend that people always get your protein in. Get it in quickly. You can always do a little trading for the meat for a lot of vegetables and fruit fresh that people will be raising in their gardens and such. But then expand out into your straight freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and definitely pick up some of the entrees. Because they are delicious, and in a pinch, when you want to make something fast, nothing beats them. And they are, like I say, extremely good. And there's nothing out there better, and there's very few that are as good. But
I think that one of the things that freeze-dried guy has said is that you have to be careful of the things that are coming in from China. We don't know what's in any of those products. We have no idea. And believe me, an awful lot of the freeze-dried products, discount freeze-dried products that are coming in, and they're coming in from China. And unless you know where they're actually produced, why, you better be very, very careful. But go right ahead.
Actually, and I hope, forgive me if I'm repeating myself, but I have been talking to many competitors out there. They are popping up all over the place. And many of them, to their credit, they've been very honest with me. They'll send me a bucket of this or that product and ask me to sample it. And the first thing I ask them, I tell them, send me back a sheet of every item and its point of origin, where it was grown and where it was freeze-dried. And invariably, 30 to 40% is Chinese. Now, again, the good ones have been honest with me. But beyond that, I don't know what to expect. So when you're dealing with various private label companies, just ask them straight out, say, where were these manufactured? Watch their eyes when you ask them, and a lot of them won't know. They will not know, and the better ones will be very honest with you.
Well, a telephone number, would you want to get your telephone number out there? And suddenly, if people would like to call in to talk to Freeze Dry Guys, they're not going to be with us here until the half hour. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. But how can people get in touch with you and your organization?
Okay, Dr. Stan. Our toll-free number is 866-404-3255. 663. I'll say that again, 866-404-3663. Our website is freezedryguy.com. Again, freezedryguy.com. And if anybody wants to call me tomorrow, I'll be happy to take calls from them. I'm kind of limited the time I'll be in the office. But my direct line, and I don't give this out most shows, but I like to give it out to yours because I like the customers who call in, the kind of people they are. But my direct line is 530-798-4413. Once more, 530-798-4413. And if I may recap for Dr. Stan, the sale again is 25% off on all Mountain House number 10 cans, started on the 17th, it goes to the 31st. And interestingly, now I could set these sales when I want them. Mountain House encourages to do it 2-3 times a year. But they are having a price increase on the 1st of August. So I would definitely take advantage of the sale. It's the best one that anybody ever has around the country. And I guess that's about all I've got to say about that.
All right, fine. Sydney, now, what sort of things you actually have? The ground beef, you have the diced beef, you have the diced chicken, and then you actually have some sort of a creamed meat product, don't you?
Yes, we do. It's creamed beef. It's the same ground beef we sell, and again, these are all pre-cooked. The diced beef is pre-cooked, as is the chicken, the ground beef, and the cream beef. In fact, had a nickname. That cream beef was used in, the old days. It's been used all along in the military, Navy, Air Force, all of them. the Army and Marine Corps. It's a superb product. Helps if you have a little bit of toast, but all the old troopers over there will know what I'm talking about. Most people really like that they served in the military. This is every bit as good as that. In fact, I'm sure it's part of a, probably part of an overrun, brand new stock that was done for the military. And it's, by the way, it's within, oh, a few dollars of the cost of a number 10 case of ground beef, but it's almost twice the pack weight. Huge amount of servings. I think there's 300 one-half cup servings in it. And it's really, that is really an underrated product. But all four of those items are good. So I will say the best value, dollar for pound of food, will be the chicken, the diced beef, and the cream beef.
Well, that was really very interesting. I was talking about this to my son this evening, and we actually got a number 10 can of the chicken, the ground beef cooked, you know, and we opened it 6 months ago. Well, I figured it, once it was open, why, of course, you just forget about it. So we had some initially, and it tasted fine. But, of course, we just put it up on a shelf there with the lid back on it. 6 months later, and this was what surprised me, is my son opened it up, and he likes to cook, and he suddenly hydrated it and used it in chili. And he was the one who called me, that would talk to me this evening about, you know, getting another case of that ground beef to have on hand. He was amazed that after 6 months of an open can. Now, I'm not suggesting you open these cans, I mean, until you're ready to use them and used a fair amount of it, but after 6 months, it was still, it could be hydrated and did fine. I was amazed after we'd opened the can 6 months ago. So that's, my son gives a pretty good testimony for your product. Our telephone number, if you would like to call, talk to Freeze Dry Guy, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and said they begin making your preparations. I don't know what is going to happen. I do know what the elite are talking about, and they're talking about austerity. They're talking about poverty. They're talking about the breakdown of society in America, as we've known it, and not only in America, but throughout the world. And it sounds like scare tactics, except that this is not being put out for the general public. This is being put out by the elite for the elite. And when you read articles in Foreign Affairs magazine, U.S. News and World Report, of course, owned by Mortimer Zuckerman, multi-billionaire, CFR, Trilateral Commission, or listen to what he has to say, read what he has to say. These are the people who know what's going to happen because of the ones who are causing it to happen. And I believe this is all contrived. Doesn't matter why it's happening, it's the impact it's going to have on people across America, people in other countries, and I believe this is going to be happening in the fairly near future. We're talking 6 months to a year. Chris, Freeze Dry Guy, we know something about your background. I don't anticipate your mentioning that on the air, but you do know people who have been in the military in the past. Do any of them give you any inkling of what they think is going to happen?
Well, not so much. Well, let's put it this way. The same things, all the signs that are out there for us with the economy and a lot of heavy-handed laws that are on the books now, things like this, got them worried. You know, these are good patriotic guys. They're not people who scare easily. And I've had them sit there and look me in the eye, and these are guys that, you know, I knew when they were pups. I helped train them in their younger days. And they look me in the eye and say, I'm scared to death. Not for themselves so much. They're used to people trying to hurt them. But for their country, for our republic, and for their family. And, you know, they're very candid about it. They're very, very concerned. So I think, again, people just need to heed your admonitions, get prepared every way. There's nothing radical about it. Just put some food up and everything else you need, some extra bandages and such, and stay close to the Lord.
Amen to that. Lay in medical supplies. You may very well have difficulty getting a treatment. If you can get you're a physician who gets you some antibiotics, pain pills, things like that, keep a supply on hand, because of course things get dicey. Why you're not going to be able to just rush off to the hospitals, because we may break down the supply chains, ladies and gentlemen. And all you need to see is what happens in communities where there is a major catastrophe, and within simply a few hours, the shelves are empty. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. SeedCatalog.com.
Okay. And so basically, Dr. Stan and our caller was bringing up the fact that in years past, of course, some of the Mountain House products contain MSG. My understanding is, though, that at the present time, they really don't. Is that correct, freeze-dry guy?
That is correct. No, they stopped using them probably the better part of 10 years ago or better. Many companies used MSG as a preservative, and also, I should say, and also as a flavor enhancer.
Right.
That's one of its properties as well. Mountain House used it very sparingly as, you know, a flavor enhancer, because I remember a time I used to see, as a young kid, signs on cafes that said, we offer MSG. I remember that. I didn't know what MSG was. But over the years, it was found out that it's not a good product. Mountain House will outlast any product out there, period. And like I say, my years in this business tell me that that's correct, and my own testing that I'm, you know, and official testing from agencies that I'm privy to, it proves that out. One of the reasons, there's a couple reasons. One, again, a freeze-dried product will typically outlast a dehydrated product if the oxygen is properly removed. Government specs on residual oxygen, if you're going to sell something to them, has to be less than 2%. Actually, the Mountain House products are, on average, down to 0.16%, a little over a tenth of a percent, which is phenomenal compared to almost everybody out there, and nobody beats us on that issue.
Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and the freeze dryer guy will only be with us about a minute more. Barbara, hang on for just a minute. Freeze dry guy, get out your telephone number, your web page one more time.
Will do. Okay, our toll free number is 866-404-3663. Once again, 866-404-3663. Our website is freezedryguy.com. We've got about 4 or 5 people on the phones tomorrow. They're all good. They all know what they're doing. And, you know, you've noticed I don't refer to my people as salesmen normally. I don't think of them as salesmen. I think of them as preparedness counselors. I've trained them all. Our job is to get you as much as the best food as you can afford that you need, and that's what we work with. Because we figure, you know, I spent years jumping out of airplanes with Uncle Sam, and so I've always valued a good parachute. You have to have a good parachute. Well, we're selling parachutes to people, and I really mean that. And so that's how we want to address this, and all of our people are very professional, and we'll take the time with you. That's where we're probably different than anybody I know of. We spend whatever time with them they need to get this thing right.
Okay, Barbara, do you have anything else to ask before we let you go?
No, I just want to thank Ron, you know, for that change that they have made at Mountain House, because I know when we actually were making preparations for Y2K, we went and looked at a lot of the Mountain House products, and it had MSG. And I have a son who is literally deadly allergic to it. And
I'll say this, Barbara. Mountain House is the cleanest food out there, bar none. And most companies, I shouldn't say most companies, many companies have backed away from using MSG because some products, to be very honest, are so poor that they have to do whatever they seem to think they have to enhance the flavor, and they still fall short. As I say, there's nothing comparable to a really good, U.S.-manufactured freeze-dried product and then properly stored in a container. With less than 2% oxygen. And, again, as far as the entrees, it's individual flavor. I'm not a gourmet cook, I'll tell you that, but I served our entrees to gourmet cooks, and I've gotten the thumbs up, and I've had some of them walk up and say, well, I would do this or that a little differently, and I've invited them. I said, well, will you do that and dress it up the way you would? And I've had people, I mean, I don't mean a few, I mean hundreds and hundreds, and I've demonstrated to tens of thousands, say, my gosh, this stuff is really, really good. Or like I like to say, sometimes at a show, if we haven't gotten to the point of sampling with somebody says, well, how good is this? I said, it's like mom's home cooking. And people look at me and they laugh. I said, take this home to mom tonight, tell her to do her magic with it, come back and tell me. They'll come back and they'll say, my gosh, it really is.
Well, God bless you. Thanks very much for being with us. Free Dry Guy, Barbara, thank you so very much for calling.
Thanks, Ron. I commend you for, in your company, for doing, making the change.
And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We're going to be doing open lines the next half hour. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. So give us a call and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. If you don't, why, you're just going to have to talk about what I want to talk about. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and of course, it's open lines, so if you have something you'd like to talk about, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have Herman calling from Carmel. Hi, Herman. How are we doing?
Very good. Recently, I heard an interesting talk by Father John Karabi. It was a tape of his, one of the last ones he did, called Abortion, the Truth, and the Hope. And one of them, there are four CDs that are part of this set, but one's entitled The Social and Political Consequences of Abortion. And he said, whether you believe in morality or not, he said, the numbers, the scientific evidence will tell you this program will not work, because eventually all those people who believe in death and dying, they will be dead and gone. And those who believe in reproducing, which in our world today are the Muslims and the Hispanics, they, who have children, and they will win out. But beyond that, he referenced the problem in Europe. He said, for example, Greece had a reproduction rate per family of 1.38 when you need 2.1 just to stay even. What that means, folks, is that over a certain period of time, you will lose one-third of your population. So as your population ages, we have this big age wave coming through. Part of it is because of the 50-plus million babies, human beings, that have been aborted slash murdered since 1973. They would have been in the workforce. They would have been contributing to society. They are the phantom generation. And we are going to have severe problems, even in our Social Security system, because these people are missing.
Well, I think you're absolutely right, Herman. And Chris, what people don't understand, a lot of people say, well, why aren't we guarding our border? Why is it that certainly so many of our major corporations, when you call them, the first thing they say is, do you want this message in English or in Spanish? I mean, why would PT&T, AT&T, all the major corporations suddenly be so interested in creating a multilingual society? And certainly, why do we have no effective border along the fence along the border? Certainly Congress has voted for it. Oh, they built a fence. I mean, they're told to build a fence. It's about 3 feet high. You can either step over it or crawl under it. Basically, we've got, almost 1,000 miles of a fence that's about a foot high or 3 feet high. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, the reason for this is they need the people to work because they've killed off so many of the next generation of children that they basically need people paying into the Social Security system. Why? Because, of course, the thing is untenable. Its work system worked fine when, of course, the average person died at age of 63 years of age, which is what it was when they got started. Now the average male will live to be about 82 or 83 years of age. And, of course, the people are living too long. We've got 56 million people on Social Security today. And, of course, it's costing us about $650 billion a year. But over the next 19 years, we've got another 79 million people retiring. There's no way there's got to be enough money coming into the system because we've killed all the children. And even if we hadn't killed them, there wouldn't be certainly enough people coming into the system to take care of all the elderly because they're living too long. That's why, of course, they had to put the death panels in the Obama health care bill. It was in the stimulus legislation, not in Obamacare. But they've got to kill off the elderly in England. At this last year, they killed off 130,000 elderly. They just killed them off, withheld food and water when they got in the hospital. And ladies and gentlemen, this is what living wills are all about. This is what the hospice program here in the United States is about. This is what end-of-life care is all about. And in the hospitals today, whereas when I practiced medicine, we wanted to preserve human life. Increasingly, we've heard, well, you know, certainly the quality of life may not be very good, and they're actually killing people in our hospitals in America today. Not as bad as in England, but it will come, because certainly there is no way to finance the health care that these people need, and you never know whether a person is going to die, certainly at 83. Some of them could live to be 90. They could live to be 100. We don't know. I've never been smart enough as a physician to know when people are going to die. And I can remember having a woman come in with 3 or 4 major broken bones. She was 90 years old. She was sharp, and she walked out of that hospital and lived a number of years after she left the hospital. Today, in the climate we have, why, of course, it would be too expensive to care for. The only thing to do is to kill her. And if you want that sort of health care, then you support Obamacare. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Herman, go right ahead. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
No, that's okay. He tells the story of a friend of his who is a lady pediatrician who has done thousands of surgeries around the world and has made a major contribution to people's lives. And she told him about a girl about age 17 years ago who got pregnant, and it was during a time, it was in America here, during a time when that was still a real stigma. And the girl was from a poor family, but she had a friend, a good friend, whose family was better off. And so they counseled her to have an abortion, but the state she lived in is illegal. So they flew both of them down to Puerto Rico, said, look, we'll pay for the abortion. And the girl was troubled, but she realized things were going to be difficult. So she went along, and then when she entered the clinic, this was in Puerto Rico, it was a hot day, but she said when she walked in, there was a cold chill in that building. When she walked down the long, dark corridor, all of a sudden, from a side room, out came this woman. And the woman looked at her and said, do not have this abortion. God does not want you to kill your child. And she lost her nerve, and she ran out of the building. And her friend chasing after her, trying to get her to come back, well, she wouldn't. She went home, and she had the child. That child grew up to be this woman, pediatrician. Now, you can multiply that story thousands of, or possibly millions of times. How many of the people, the children who were aborted, whose lives were snuffed out, could have grown up to make a major contribution to this world? Some of them might have been famous scientists. Some of them could have solved some of the problems that we're facing now, but they are not here. And I think it's just a sad story. And Father Carapi says that the mother of this doctor swears that later when she renewed her faith, that that was the Virgin of Guadalupe. Well, whether or not it was or not, certainly stopped her from having the abortion. But it's a very moving story.
Yes, it really is, Herman. And the tragedies that take place all the time, certainly it's out of wedlock, certainly pregnancy is a tragic thing for the women. But of course, this is what we're teaching our young people in school. We don't teach them, certainly, you know, abstinence. We don't teach them the importance of morality. We don't teach them the responsibility, you know, to wait until you get married to have sex. In fact, you know, I never forget one time on 60 Minutes, and they were talking about abortion, and they had some fellow from the White House, he was a black man, and he just said, you know, this whole message that we're giving to our kids in school is wrong, it's philosophically wrong. Basically, we tell them, you know, you shouldn't have sex, but if you're going to have sex, use a condom. And he said, we should be telling them you shouldn't have sex, you know, this is not what you should be doing. But the idea that tell people that, you know, you shouldn't have sex, but if you're going to have sex, use a condom, would be like saying to our children, well, you shouldn't drive and drink. But if you're going to drive and drink, use a seatbelt. If you're going to drive and drink, use a seatbelt. Well, basically, I was very, very taken with that CBS 60 Minute program. And about a year later, they replayed it. Word for word, every word exactly the same, except they deleted that segment. Actually, I purchased the script for the initial one and then the one after they'd removed that. Why? Because they don't want these ideas, valid ideas, available to the American people. And this idea, well, you shouldn't drive and drink, but if you're going to drink, use a seatbelt. You know, it would be so ridiculous. But if you look at the message we're giving to our kids in school, our message in the school, they spend maybe about 3 or 4 minutes on abstinence education, and semester after semester after semester, suddenly going into the sex and all the ways of stimulation, and all of the things that are aimed at focusing the young people's attention on sex and destroying the moral fabric of our society. And there really are people who hate America. And many of them, of course, are working at the highest levels of our educational system in both the Democrat and Republican administrations. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment about anything you'd like to talk about, but make your preparations. I think we're in for some for difficult times in the near future. And let's go to Tony, who's calling us from San Jose. Hi, Tony. How are we doing?
Oh, good, Dr. Stan.
Hey, good to hear from you.
Yeah, well, I'll probably be seeing you tomorrow.
Okay, well, we'll look forward to that. Anyway, what would you like to talk about tonight?
Well, I like Herman's call and his comments, and I totally agree with everything he said. In fact, I've had that same discussion with over the years about how, with talking to liberals, for example, how I don't know how they could be pro-abortion because even if they're liberals and they're anti-God and everything else, they're destroying the Social Security system because you have to have people working and producing to pay for those who are receiving benefits, and by destroying a whole generation of people who would be doing, you know, services and work and all that, eventually you're going to have more people collecting Social Security than there are paying into it.
Well, so, Herman, as we've been trying to tell people, the system is going to be destroyed. And basically, if I was a politician, I'd say, well, maybe we could do some things to save it. I'm not a politician. I'm not here to try to get you to vote for me. I want to tell you the truth. And certainly do not plan on getting anything out of Social Security. Make your plans now as if it's going to be up to you. And Social Security may last another couple of years, could even last 4 or 5 years. But the young people paying into it now are not going to get anything out of it. I think they're going to destroy the value of the system by inflation. We'll just have to wait and see. I could be mistaken. But there is no question at all that this is a unsustainable welfare program, and even in places like Sweden, they're cutting back on all these socialist programs because they don't work. But we never hear about that in America because the media is totally controlled, and you're never going to hear the truth about what's happening in the Scandinavian countries, where they're turning their back on many of these wonderful utopian programs and cutting back dramatically on the welfare payments and on the Social Security payments. Go ahead, Tony.
Well, one of the things that's kind of actually the reason I called is because I talked to two friends of mine in the last 3 days who are both out of state, one in Iowa and one in Missouri. This friend of mine in Iowa, they said that they've had like temperatures of over 100 degrees now for like the last 7 days in a row, and all the corn is dead. And in Missouri, same thing. It's like all of the crops are—they're just being plowed under. They've just been destroyed. A friend of mine who works for me, or an employee of mine, who I wouldn't really call a member of the Radio Liberty family. I would call more of a member of the general population who listens to the general media. He said, "You know, I'm really worried that next year the food prices are going to go really high because of all these things that are going on." And I told him, I said, well, yeah, that's probably true, but it might even be worse than that. I don't really, you know, I'm no prophet of what's going to happen, but I do know that the globalist elitist, you know, Brotherhood of Darkness people, they very well may have their plans for this year. And what I'm thinking is that if just maybe 5 or 6% of the population panic about the food situation, the store shelves could be wiped out. And I was just wondering what maybe you thought about that.
I think that's exactly right. I think that when this enormity of what's coming down the line hits people, and certainly why that people are going to go and just clean out the shelves, and they'll, of course, they'll bring it in for a few days, but basically they'll run out of food. It will not be readily available. I think we know, if you listen to our program earlier, Freeze Dry Guy had said that for about 6 months they had difficulty getting food. The reason they did was because the Office of Department of Homeland Security were laying in simply countless millions, hundreds of millions of meals of food. They know something big is coming down the line. They're making preparations for it, probably primarily for people who work for the government, but of course in certain localized areas they'll be able to provide food temporarily. But of course, eventually they will run out of food. And we're going to, I think we're in for some very, very terrible times in America. And certainly we can't help everybody, but at least we can warn those who listen to our program regularly and cause them to make their plans to certainly lay in food supplies, and preferably long-term food supplies, to lay in water supplies and the ability to purify water, and if there's the ability to get a well or an alternative source of water, if not to get a Berkeley water filter, to get medical supplies of all different types. Lay in things so that you'll be able certainly to have the sources of light and alternative types of lanterns and things of that sort, and alternative forms of heat and of cooking. All the things that you would need with a breakdown in the structure of society, because I fear, and I hope and pray I'm wrong, but reading what the other side says, these are the things that they are planning on and they're preparing for themselves. So go right ahead, Tony.
Well, what you just said, Dr. Stan, I think is the best advice that can be given to anyone at this time.
Well, hang on here. We'll be back in just a moment with Tony from San Jose.
Many decades, these great United States have had security in plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest, of course, has been Tony. And Tony, I hope we get a chance to see you next few days, okay?
Oh, I'm planning on a trip up your way tomorrow.
God bless. Thanks very much.
Have a good night.
And you too. Let's go quickly to Bill, who's calling us from Tri-Cities. Bill, we're just about out of time. Do you have a parting thought for us?
I think that what you were saying about, I think they're hiding it from us, that the elections are just a distraction. I think they're hiding the fact that they might have stuff for people for a little while, but they're just basically, then what happens once that runs out, you know? And it's all the elections and everything, it's all people just pressing a button, and you know, they're pressing the buttons with the drones and murdering people. So I think this is all just to hide the fact that basically what's going to happen to us is the same as what the U.S. did to Iraq. So, yeah.
Or maybe to Rhodesia, which is Zimbabwe today. God bless you, Bill. Give us a call next Wednesday when we have open lines, okay?
Okay, bye.
Goodbye. Bye-bye and God bless. Well, this is Dr. Stan here, and this is the time when I need to remind all of our listeners out across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're in a position to help us, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you agree with our ministry and you're not in a position to help, then we ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and for our protection, because we look to God to provide for us, and so far God has been very generous in keeping us on the air for almost 20 years as we reach out 5 hours every day to people all throughout the United States, all throughout the world. So if you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family, give us a call, and if you're not able to, why, of course, you can go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. You can watch many of our DVDs for nothing. You can read our newsletters for nothing. You can listen to our programs there 4 hours a day for nothing. And remember, of course, we are available by iPhone, by iPad. You can check with Genesis for that, or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. But there are all sorts of means by which you can gain access to our programs, and we'll give you the information you're not going to get from other channels. Why is our information different? Well, because we read what the other side says. We know who the people are who belong to the secret societies that rule the world. We're talking about the front groups for the secret societies, organizations like the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Royal Institute for International Affairs, the Bilderbergers, and, of course, the other groups out there that basically are working behind the scenes to bring about a one-world government under a new ruling elite to destroy Christianity and to install a new world leader. These people know exactly what they're doing. We are seeing the continuation of an ancient plan. What is that ancient plan? Well, you can read about it in a book written by a Satanist. His name was Manly P. Hall. He was the leading philosopher of the Satanists in America, certainly during the latter half of the last century. His book is The Secret Destiny of America. We carry the book now. We do not carry it on our regular reading schedule. You'll have to ask for it from the special schedule. But The Secret Destiny of America will tell you that there has been a plan for 3,000 years to use the United States to bring about this one world government, this entity, the democracies and nations throughout the world. Of course, democracies are simply vehicles by which a ruling elite controls everything. All this idea represents the people, and that, of course, is rubbish. What democracy is a despotic state where a few people give the impression that, of course, they're responding to the wishes of the people. But we have the finest politicians money could buy in Washington, D.C., and unfortunately, this is true in nations throughout the world. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. America and that all.
tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is Thursday, July 19, 2012. You're in the right place to hear what's really going on, not what they want you to think is going on. At a time when we have such crucial events taking place around the world, even a potential or now confirmed, according to Veterans Today, assassination attempt, what is television talking about? They're interviewing Mr. Zimmerman. Can you believe that a man who is accused of a crime is going on television to try and defend himself? I mean, you talk about trying this case in the news. What are they thinking? They're thinking that is part of literally entertainment. And that's what you're getting.